Here in the Surrey Hills, we are blessed with an exceptional variety of butterflies, which are attracted by the diversity of habitats we look after. In this series of recordings, Sophie Alexander talks to our rangers and other experts about these beautiful and fascinating creatures. Thanks to Dorking and District Talking Newspaper for their technical assistance. Summer of Butterflies 5, The Green Hair Streak.
Today we're at Hindhead and we're with Gail Jeffcoat, who is a local butterfly expert, and she's going to be telling us about the green hair streak. So the green hair streak has a really interesting scientific name, doesn't it, Gail?
It does. Its name is Calophrys rubii, and rubii means bramble. The genus that the bramble is in is known as rubii. It covers quite a lot of species, but generally brambles are rubii. Calophrys means beautiful eyebrow. So the whole name means beautiful eyebrow of the bramble, which is a very strange name.
So why are they called beautiful eyebrows then?
But they have black eyes, which are rather oval in shape as opposed to round. Black, and they have a white line around them. And this is supposedly to do with the reference to eyebrows. And it has been suggested that this black and white edge to the eye of the green hair streak is rather like the psychedelic sunglasses worn by Elton John, which I think is rather fanciful, but it's a nice idea.
So what do the green hair streak larvae like to eat?
On heathland, they now normally use gorse as a larval food plant, that is, where the females lay their eggs, and this is the plant that the caterpillars feed on. On the downland, they will use particularly rock crows, but also birdsfoot trefoil.
So these caterpillars, what do they look like?
They're very small and green. They're very difficult to see because they are camouflaged. Obviously, a lot of caterpillars are camouflaged, but the green hair streak particularly, so they are difficult to spot. You're very unlikely to see one in the wild unless you're lucky enough to see an egg being laid and you go back in a couple of weeks after that, then you might be able to find the caterpillar.
How big are the eggs that are laid by the females? Are we likely to be able to see them with our eyes?
They are very small, and it's with the green hair streak, it's not just that they're small, but they are really hidden. The female tucks the egg right into a tiny new bud of the food plant. The egg will hatch after a week or 10 days. The eggs hatch still in spring, and the caterpillar feeds and grows until about August. By August, it's fully grown and it pupates, so it turns into a pupa at ground level, and very often associated with ants at ground level. And the pupa goes through the winter. Then the next spring, the butterfly emerges from the pupa. And this is why the green hair streak is a spring emerging hair streak.
So do you have any tips on how we can spot the adult green hair streaks this summer?
They live in small colonies in a particular place. And very often that place will be on a slope. And you find the adults by going to the bottom of the slope, where the males will gather on bushes, maybe a hawthorn or a buckthorn, something like that. And the males will sit on a prominent place, a leaf or the end of a twig, waiting for females to come past. And quite often there'll be several males on the same bush, and they will fly up and interact with each other. If they see any insect coming past, they will fly out in the hope that it's a female green hair streak. And if one male has got a particularly good spot, if it flies up, another male will come in and take its place. So a good way to find them is to look for these little, they are small butterflies, look for these little butterflies, which are, as the name suggests, green, flying around. They look rather like flying leaves, flying around, often several at a time, around one particular bush.